We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a view to be able to adopt them in our lives. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Takhalluqu bi akhlaqillah," adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've looked at ayah 110 of Surah Bani Israel throughout this series, which is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلِ اللَّهَ عَوِدُ الرَّحْمَنِ أَيَّامٍ تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman, whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. Today we will look at the attribute Al-Muqsit, which in essence means the one who is equitable. Allah is the one who acts and distributes in justice and fairness. Let's look at a Quranic reference first. And if we look at ayah 18 and 19 of Surah Ali Imran, these are known as ayat al-shahada. And in here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Shahid Allah annahu la ilaha illa huwa wal malaikatu wa ulul ilm qaiman bil qist. Allah bears witness that there is no God but He, and so do the angels and those possessed of knowledge. La ilaha illa huwa al-azizul hakim. There is no God but He, the Mighty, the Wise. Inna ad-deen indallahi al-islam. Surely the true religion with Allah is Islam. Wa ma ikhtalafa alladhina utul kitaba illa min ba'di ma ja'ahumul ilmu baghyan baynahum wa man yakfur bi ayati Allahi fa inna Allaha sari'ul hisab. And those to whom the book had been given did not show opposition, but after the knowledge had come to them, out of envy amongst themselves. And whoever disbelieves the communications of Allah, then Allah surely is quick in reckoning. But the word here is qist. Now, qist means the implementing of justice by taking that one has unlawfully acquired to give it back to its lawful owner. See, if you look at all the different words around the root word qist, which is in essence equity or fairness, akhsata means implemented justice, qasata means being inequitable or unfair, qasit is an unfair or inequitable person, or an oppressor even, muqsit is one who is fair in his judgment or decision. Qasitun is plural. There are those who deviate from justice and about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are the fuel of Jahannam. So in essence, we're talking about an attribute which implements justice by assuring that what belongs to someone is returned to them. It's also called insaf, carrying out equity. For a moment, think about how balanced creation is. Everything in the heavens and earth, the mountains, the seas, the sunsets, everything that I see. Can you imagine if the earth were closer to the sun? All of us would have been burnt. If it were further, we would have been frozen. How right, how equitable is its place? If the oxygen in the air had been more or less, it would have harmed us. Allah is Al-Muqsit. We do not know what He knows, for we can see only what is in front of us, while He sees and knows the whole, and therefore is always equitable. Now how do we apply it to ourselves? I'd like to tell you a wonderful hadith from the Qudsi tradition. The Prophet ﷺ was sitting once with his companions when he smiled to the extent that his companions could see his back molity. And one of the companions said, "May both my parents be sacrificed for you. Ya Rasulullah, what has made you smile like that?" And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Two men of my nation, of my ummah, were brought before the judgment of Rabbul Alameen, and one of them said, 'Ya Rabbi, I plead to you to effect justice on my behalf from this man.' Allah said, 'Be fair to your brother and give him what is his. And the man said, Rabb, none of my good deeds are left to effect this giving back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the first man, what are you going to do to your brother since he has none of his good deeds left with him? The man said, then ya Rabbi, let him bear some of my burdens. It was then that Rasulullah's eyes overflooded with tears. That indeed, he continued, is a momentous day when human beings will need others to bear their own burdens. After a pause, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the wronged one, raise your eyes and cast a look at Jannah. And the man said, Rabbi, I see whole cities made of silver and houses of gold bedecked with pearls. For which Siddiq, for which righteous person are these? And Allah says, they are the one who pays the price. And the man said, Ya Rabbi, who can have their price? He said, you can. How can I do that? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, by forgiving your brother. And the man said, Ya Rabbi, I forgive him. And Allah said, take your brother by the hand and lead him the way to Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, ittaqullah, ittaqullah. Be God conscious and mend your relations, for Allah will be al-maqsit on the day of judgment amongst the mu'mineen. It's one of the most beautiful ahadith I have read on al-maqsit. If only we could implement it into our lives, it would be such a beautiful way to live. So Abdul Maqsit, in essence, is the one who has a perfect sense of measure, who seeks for others what he wants for himself. As the Prophet ﷺ said, those who are muqsit on the Day of Judgment will stand in pulpits of divine light in Jannah. If your mind wanders constantly while praying Salah, then reciting Al-Muqsit 239 times before starting may help you focus. It also helps to calm you down when you're angry or depressed.